This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was set to appear in court on Saturday after he expressed fear of arrest and a standoff with the government that has led to intense clashes with his supporters. Police entered Khan's home in the city of Lahore after he left for his court appearance in the capital, Islamabad. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin, alleging Moscow's forcible deportation of Ukrainian children is a war crime. This, as the Kremlin reacted with outrage. Russia has not concealed a program under which it has brought thousands of Ukrainian children to Russia, but presents it as a humanitarian campaign to protect orphans and children abandoned in the conflict zone. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida are holding the first round of government consultations in Tokyo as they seek to strengthen economic and defense ties. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Scholz brought six of his ministers for talks with Japanese counterparts to deepen cooperation in the economy and national security in the Indo-Pacific region, as well as other global issues, including China's assertiveness in pressing its maritime territorial claims and its closer ties with Russia. Germany has similar government consultations framework with several countries. Of the 17 members of Scholz's cabinet, six of them, including economy, finance, foreign, interior, transport, and defense ministers, have been traveling with them. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia, China, and Iran have completed three-way naval exercises in the Arabian Sea, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. This is VOA News. Kosovo's prime minister and Serbia's president arrived in North Macedonia on Saturday for a fresh round of talks with EU officials on implementing a deal to normalize ties between Belgrade and Pristina. The two leaders will hold separate meetings with the European Union foreign policy chief before a three-way session and a news conference expected later in the day. An Iranian court has handed out death sentences to two men over an attack on a Shiite shrine in Iran that killed 15 people in October and was claimed by the militant group Islamic State. That's what an official news agency reported Saturday. Fars province prosecutor Kazim Mousavi said the two men had been found guilty of charges including spreading corruption on earth and acting against national security, adding that the sentences can be appealed. Russia says it's ready to extend a deal that enables Ukraine to export grain, but not for as long as hoped. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The UN and Turkey brokered the deal, aiming to ensure global food supplies and keep prices from spiraling. It allows Ukraine to ship food and fertilizer from three of its Black Sea ports. A separate agreement between the UN and Russia covers Moscow's shipments of fertilizer to global markets. The original 120-day deal would be automatically extended for another 120 days unless one of the parties objects, which Russia has done. Its UN ambassador says Moscow will agree to a 60-day extension, but from its perspective, the deal's not working. The Kremlin wants Russian agricultural exports exempted from Western sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
In the U.S., there's a Ford car recall to fix brake hoses and wiper arms. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Ford is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. to fix leaky brake hoses and because on some models, windshield wiper arms can break. On Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKX midsize cars from 2013 through 2018, the front brake hoses can rupture and leak brake fluid, which can make stopping distances longer. Dealers will replace the hoses. The second recall covers F-150 pickup trucks from 2021. The windshield wiper arms can break on those models. Dealers will replace the arms if needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And President Biden welcomed the Irish Prime Minister to the White House on St. Patrick's Day, celebrated Friday in the U.S.
Welcome. And it's good to have you back in an Oval Office t-shirt, Gabe. You know, especially on St. Patrick's Day. And it's a big day in my grandparents' household, our household, big day here. And I know a bigger day home.
I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.